Now the Ramah tells us in the end of Resh Mem Gimel Sif Aleph that which is mutter to rent out a field to a guy, and you don't have to worry about the fact that the guy does malacha there on Shabbos, and we said it's the same about Arisus also, if the guy is a sharecropper, the Ramah points out that this is even though the Yid does have enough from the fact the guy is working on Shabbos, because the guy takes a percentage of the profits in the field, and the Yid takes a percentage of the profits. Still, the guy is doing that Daitan Avshei, he's doing it because of his percentage and the profits he's going to make. He's not thinking about the fact that he has benefits. He's doing only for his benefit. And therefore, it is mutter. And Mishnah Berurah comments that if somebody hires a guy to work in the field for the whole year, and the Yid is taking all the produce and all the fruit at the end of the year, even though technically it's mutter, because he's hiring the guy for the year, and the guy could do the work at whatever point he wants, whichever day he could choose to work on Shabbos, he could choose to work on Friday, choose to work on Sunday. It doesn't really make a difference which day the guy is doing the work. And therefore, technically, it should be mutter. That which the guy is choosing to work on Shabbos is because he would rather take off on Friday or on Sunday, so it should be allowed. Still, it's usher, it's a problem of maris ayin. Because people will imagine that maybe you hired the guy by the day, maybe he's a day worker, a day laborer, and when he's doing work on Shabbos, it's because you hired him specifically for Shabbos, and you're paying him per day to do work on Shabbos. And therefore, there's a problem of maris ayin. Now, and that's why it's important that the Yid should be working out on the Paris, and the guy is on the Paris. Should be like a sharecropper, and then it's obvious that the guy is doing it for himself. The Mishnah Berurah adds that by a merchatz or something like that, where the profit is made by day, so then it's even worse. If you hire the guy for the year, so it's not really for the year, it's really every day specific. When you hire a guy by a field, by a sada, so you're really hiring him for the year, because it's a whole year's worth of work that produces a certain amount of produce, and it really does not make a difference to you which day he does the work. Still, if he works on Shabbos, there's a concern of maris ayin. However, by a merchatz, every day is really individual. People come to wash themselves in the merchatz every day, and they pay a certain price per day when they come. Same by a rechaim, by a millstone. People come to grind their wheat in the millstone, and they pay a certain price every day they come. So the guy who you hire to work for the whole year in the merchatz or the rechaim, it really is day by day. If he takes a day off and chooses not to work on Shabbos, you really care because you will not make the profits of Shabbos. And therefore, when you hire him for the year, it's really as if you're hiring an everyday individual. And therefore, it's not just the problem of maris ayin, it's a real problem to hire a guy for the year by a merchatz, by the rechaim. We don't view it as a hiring for the year, we view it as individual for the day. And there's a nafkamina from the fact that it's not just maris ayin, but the real problem. Maris ayin only applies if the field or whatever it is in the tchum, in the area where you didn't live. However, it's a place where no yidden live, there's no problem with maris ayin. Whereas when it's a real problem, it does not make a difference where it is. Now the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis that even something which typically has a problem of maris ayin to rent it out for the goy, if you rented this merchatz or this tanner for years already out, and everyone knows you rented out, it's a sparsim, it's famous that you rented out, the only hire workers you rented out, so then there's no problem of maris ayin. Similarly, if it's in a region where the derech is to rent it out or to hire sharecroppers, also there's no problems of maris ayin. The Ramah says a different heter, that if the merchatz or tanner or whatever it was did not really originally belong to a yid, it belonged to a guy, and he rented from a guy, and then he goes and he rents it out, let's say to another guy, so then there's no problem of maris ayin because no one views it as being the yid. It doesn't have the shem yisra on it because it's originally from a guy and it's also rented out to a guy. The yid is just a middleman, it's not associated with him, and there's no problem of maris ayin. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Beis Yosef, B'shem B'tshuvas Ga'idim, a step further. Even if the Yid did not just rent it out from a guy, he bought it from a guy, but right away before using it, he rents it out to another guy. Also, it's not viewed as being the Yid, the Shem Yisrael is not on it, and there's no problem with Maris Ayin. Now, so if he buys or rents it from a guy and rents it out to a guy without using it, there's no problem of Maris Ayin. There's a Shiloh in the Paiskim, Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achronim, and B'Alach elaborates on this more. If a Yid rented from a guy, used it a little bit, and rented it out further, is that a problem of maris ayin? Or since the yid doesn't own it, he rented it, and then he rented it out, even though he used himself a little in the middle, maybe there's no problem of maris ayin. Another case the Ramah discusses where there's no problem of maris ayin, someone's a merchatz that's in his base dira, in the place where he lives. And the only people who use it are the people in his household, and they know they rented it out to a guy. So there also is no problem of maris ayin, because anybody who sees it, who knows that the yid knows about, they also know that it's rented out to a guy. There's no concern of maris ayin, as opposed to where the merchatz is in a public place or it's used by other people who not necessarily know that it's rented out to a guy. Then if they see it's being used on Shabbos, there is a concern of maris ayin.